And we mark the end of 2003 with these thoughts from our contributing writer, Los Angeles novelist Marcos McPeak-Fiatoro.
For a couple of days now, my neighbor Ian has been strutting around in his kilt. I hear him at midnight belting out traditional songs, fueled, I think, by several glasses of whiskey. The thing is, all this has nothing to do with New Year's, and Ian is not even Scottish, but he is eccentric, the kind of eccentric that makes my neighborhood such an interesting place to live. Here in Van Nuys, we celebrate New Year, and we do it in a multicultural fashion. That said, we also know the word multicultural is very much out of fashion. Conservatives have succeeded in defining it as squishy, new age, and touchy-feely. Liberals, who embrace the concept, won't use the term in public in case they're seen as, well, squishy, new age, and touchy-feely. Too bad. When I look down my working-class street in Van Nuys, 7 miles and one galaxy distant from Beverly Hills, I see in my neighbor Ron's garden the biggest homemade menorah ever built. Ron is a plumber, and he made the menorah out of PVC piping. When he flips the switch, the menorah's 7 120-watt flame-shaped bulbs light up the block. The neighborhood kids are thrilled because it fends off the night, and they can play an extra couple of hours before the moms and grandmothers raise their dusk chorus in Spanish, Vietnamese, British English, and Arabic. Diego, Jaco, Hassan, Ben, get your butt home and quit swinging off Mr. Ron's candle holder. This neighborhood buzzes. The cries of the grandmothers, the shrieks of the basketball-playing, menorah-hanging kids. There's talking and laughter and chewing the fat, and when you put out the garbage, there are familiar faces who amble over and gossip and grumble and gab. These are Robert Frost moments, in Thai. Leave It to Beaver, in Technicolor. And we watch out for each other, too. Before the police helicopter up above completes a half circle, Miss Kim shoos in the kids in broken English. Okay, children, we all go inside until manhunt over. We are the pluribus and the unum. Jonathan is African-American. Timothy's Vietnamese. Jerry is Jewish and Phil is gay. I'm Salvadoran Appalachian. Rosemary is white. And all of us know exactly who we are. We know it. As surely as we know that we are Americans and Angelenos and, of course, Van Nuysers. Every New Year's Eve, the neighborhood gets together for a party. This year, I'm preparing a dish called turducken. It's a duck stuffed into a chicken, stuffed into a turkey, and it's the traditional food of, well, of nowhere, actually. I got the recipe from one of those crazy NPR shows, which probably says more about who I am than any family tree. Tonight, the neighbors will come to my house. They'll bring their own food, the food from every country that lives on the street. We'll start eating at 9 and quit around 4 in the morning. The kids will be awake. It will be loud. And we'll stick our forks into each other's food, our noses into each other's business. My house will be a dump. Complete disorder, bedlam and babel, a cacophonous multicultural mess. And I wouldn't want to ring in the new year any other way.
Author and day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak-Fiatoro. His latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.